Good evening. What a tremendous gift these brothers and sisters have been while they have been here. Thank you so much. Not only have they been blessing us all with their music, but they also work half-time. And I don't know how housekeeping would have gotten through that changeover from work camp to the summer schedule without your assistance. So thank you again for that. Now, if you have some copies of Light and Light of Love, which you'll need for the service tonight, we're short of these. So if you have, if you can share, if you would please pass a few back. The people coming in now aren't getting a copy. And I just want to announce and thank you for a miracle. The miracle that we prayed for at lunch today, that all of the 9,000 pieces of mail we were hoping to get done in 4 hours got done in 1 hour. So when some of you get home, that Pentecost appeal letter will be in your mailbox. And I know that the Spirit will move you to write a large and generous check to this ministry. Praise God and bless His holy name. And now I want to read the people who arrived today and welcome them into our community. If you'd stand when I read your name, please. Nada and Nelius Running from Sierra Madre. Chuck Bredesen, Carol, and Carol. John Evert and Phyllis Evert from Moorhead, Minnesota. Karen Franzmeier and Judah Natoff, did I say that right? Okay. Natoff from Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Esther Rose Franzmeier, age 8. Also, our member of our staff who supports and works for this ministry outside the village, Brad and Nancy Kamak, with their children Emma and Willa. And Nancy is going to have another Kamak. Was I supposed to say that? No? Are you registered at Target? We're just trying to help. Okay, Paul and Susan Rohde from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Where are you at? Right over here. And their daughter, Inga, who will be joining our staff. Where is right next to them? Rachel Youngman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Are you joining the staff too, Rachel? Great. And from Bellingham, Washington, Yi Ji Kim. Over here, straight ahead of me. And Ginny Lean and Olivia Schultz. And did I miss anyone who arrived today? We did. Help me with the name. Oh, right, Gerald Iverson. Gerald is joining the teaching staff, and he is going to be having the session at 8:45 tonight. Okay, welcome. Thank you. And now would everyone who is leaving the village tomorrow, please stand so we can pray for and with you before your departure. Oh, you're really going to be blessed, sister. Can we pray, please? Gracious God, we know that joy is the infallible sign of your presence. We thank you for your presence in this room tonight. We thank you for every person who blesses this village with their presence. Please keep our friends safe as they travel home. Let them be lights in their community. Amen.
God be with you. Welcome to worship, sisters and brothers. My name's Paul, and I serve the village as the musician and worship assistant. And just wanted to say a few words about today and tonight's service. Today is a day of abundance. Today is the summer solstice. Today we have more light, and this is truly a gift from God, a gift of love. And so we celebrate tonight with, readings of light and a Vespers service called Light of Love. This is a service that I wrote 1 year ago, and we've done some at the Village. I hope you'll enjoy it. I just invite you to just dive right in. A few notes. We will, it's our practice to stand as you are able for the singing of the Magnificat. So when we get to that point, I'll invite you to stand as you are able. And let's prepare for worship with a brief moment of silence.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
Also in the shadows, strong reminders of your grace, given freely to all peoples, every land and every race. Light of all creation pulsing through each well-created thing. Light of welcome all inviting, songs of praise to you. Light who stays beside us as the lights around us dim. We will sing to you forever, three in one our thankful hymn. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Father of the song, speaker of all creation, and the choice of his joy, and with God's mighty power, by night, he does not dump us in justice, by the living word, the light of Christ, for you. God of love, we cry to you in our need. Hear our prayer. Teach us to know your grace, that we might live in right relationship with you who are present in all of creation. Amen.
Thank you, Larry. For this next song, We'll split into groups 1 and 2, and I invite the high voices to sing the first part with the women of the choir, and the low voices to sing the second part with the men of the choir.
How very good and pleasant when kindred live together in unity. What an extravagance to be here with all our friends and our family. Like precious oil upon the running down upon the face of the High Priest of God. Running down beyond the neck to the robes and to the floor. Such is this gift of God. our family. It's like the glistening morning dew on the mountainside of Zion. We have been blessed with life forevermore. How very good and pleasant when kingdom lives together in unity. What an extravagance to be here with all our friends and our family.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, for your extravagant love, love shown to us and the people you have given us, to share our lives with and in sharing your own life with us. May we learn to reflect your boundless love to each other, all people, and all creation.
A reading from the first letter of John. This, then, is the message we heard from Jesus and declare to you. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we say we have intimacy with God while still living in darkness, we are liars and do not live the truth. But if we live in the light, as God is in the light, we are one with each other. What I am writing to you is indeed a new commandment. Its truth is seen in Christ and in you, because the night is passing and the true light is already shining. Those who claim to be in the light but hate their neighbors are still in the dark. But those who love their neighbors are living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
A poem by E.E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. For the leaping, greenly spirits of trees and a blue, true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I, who have died, am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and wings and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened. Holy wisdom, holy word.
I invite you to stand as you are able for the singing of the Magnificat.
My soul cries out your greatness, God. My spirit shouts your praise. Your love has found a home in me and bless me all my days. Your greatness makes the proud to fall, the humble our ancestors you gave. shouts your praise. Your love has found a home in me and bless me all my days.
Let us pray. God of love, your children come to you in hope. Hear our prayers, both spoken and unspoken. Send us the will to work toward your promise of justice and mercy, and comfort us on the journey, for your love is ever present.
Amen.
I now invite you all to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us.
us, bless God. Praise to you everywhere. May God our Mother and our Father wrap us now in loving arms. May Christ our Brother
to reflect the light of love.
Thanks be to God.
I have a brief announcement to make. This is the 25th anniversary of the marriage of my brother and his wife, John and Sonia. And the chamber singers from Augustana have prepared a little something in their behalf. So please listen.